Chris Gardner speaking with Dan Hughes, head coach of the San Antonio Silver Stars. We're both of us here in Austin, Texas, at halftime of the Texas Purdue women's basketball game. Well, Coach, first let's just talk about your thoughts on the first half of the game.
Well, watching these two teams, you know, these are both teams that have NCAA tournament aspirations, you know, and you got an ESPN 2 game, so you got national televised, so they, you know, they, I enjoy watching these games because I think they both value it as a quality win. So you're seeing them, both teams play well. I think Texas, it's interesting to watch their young players improve. I think they're doing a lot more. And, you know, Purdue continues to impress me, especially from the standpoint of Gerald's and just, I think their offensive composure. So it's a good basketball game. It's fun to watch.
Now, San Antonio up. And tomorrow, Monday, is going to be a dispersal draft, and you guys have a pick in that. So just talk about generally your thoughts on the dispersal draft and what position you might select.
Well, we're picking down the line a little bit in dispersal, so, we'll kind of take a look at can we get a quality starter or a quality player off the bench out of the Charlotte item. I think we can, where we're sitting. And, I'd like to see us improve ourselves defensively on the perimeter. I mean, if we have a chance to do that. Or, last year, especially down the stretch run, our post depth, our number of post players that could contribute to us, especially when injuries affected us, really was a factor. So either of those two ways, if we could add somebody to help us in either of those two ways, off the Charlotte team, and I think it's possible we can, then that's helpful to us.
And now to the draft, the college seniors draft, your team is picking number 2. So what would you like to accomplish with that selection?
That's really a good, what I'd honestly like to have is the ability, through this dispersal draft, through the ability of free agency, to put a very solid team where we feel like we can take the best player number 2. You know, if that's a point guard, if that's a post player, that we can see who's remaining after the first pick from Phoenix, look to ourselves and say, who's the best player to bring into our team and not necessarily have to fill a need. That's the ideal philosophical situation I think we'd like to be in. You know, I think this class has some real diversity to it. I think, that if you're asking who the best 2 players are in the country or 3 players are in the country, you could get a real random selection. You could get anything from a center to a guard to to a forward in that regard. So I really hope we can accomplish enough that we're going to say, okay, here's 2 players we like best. Phoenix takes 1. We'll take the other.
Where's San Antonio in terms of flexibility to make moves and be a major player in free agency?
We're sitting real good. I mean, we have an average age of 25, so we still have a lot of players on rookie contracts. And, we just, from a salary cap issue, will maneuver ourselves to be active in that regard. I don't think we'll be restricted. We're not a team that's necessarily sitting with real veteran players that deserve and command, the highest salaries. We have some players, but we don't have the numbers that most of the teams do because we've been rebuilding from a youthful standpoint. So I think we'll be a player. I know at least in one or two key positions, I think we'll be a very active player in the market to try to help ourselves. And if we can fill one of our needs with a dispersal draft, then I would say, we're looking to be a player at least in one major spot from free agency.
And one last question, how is Marie Ferdinand coming along?
That's great. She's been in San Antonio since the end of our season and been able to work with us and our strength and conditioning people, and she really looks good. I mean, she left a week ago to go to France to play for a little over a month in France, and I think that's another good option for her. But, I don't think I've ever seen her in better shape, personally. I think it's been good for her to have some skill work. Now she's out playing, which I also think weighed her. But I think she should return in very good form.
Thank you very much, Coach.